Up next is North State Give and Take, and it's made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothes and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years and is located at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling them at 898-9525. Today I'm interviewing Amy Gonzalez and Jenny Dye from the Center for Healthy Families at Chico State.
My name is Jenny Dye. I'm from the Center for Healthy Communities, which is a center under the College of Natural Sciences at Chico State. And CHC has been an organization where we serve our community as well as provide opportunities for our college students to engage with the community and get some great learning experience.
I'm Amy Gonzalez, also with the Center for Healthy Communities, and I am a project director for the Center for Healthy Communities. And so there's a lot of programs underneath the CHC umbrella. We have more than 30 grant-funded programs that we operate. As Jenny mentioned, we serve our community here in the North State, and then we also have programs all throughout the state of California, actually. Today, what I'm here to talk about is one of my hats that I wear, which is we have an older adult nutrition education program through the California Department of Aging. It's a CalFresh Healthy Living program. It's a partnership with Passages here in Chico. And so what we do is we do some outreach and a lot of nutrition education to eligible older adults, which for our purposes of our program means adults that are over 60 years old, and they qualify with a low income, which means they're at 185% of the federal poverty level. And so that varies from a household of one to two. But for older adults, for a household of one in California, that's about $25,000 a year is that cutoff. So if there's an older adult who's 60 years or older and making less than $25,000 a year as an income of one, household of one, then they're eligible for the services that we can provide. We do a couple things. One of our main things is a series of nutrition education interactive workshops. So we have health educators that will go out to the site and really do some, like I said, interactive hands-on cooking activities, food demonstrations with the participants, a lot of our education is very basic nutrition. So it's basic meal planning, how to budget, you know, your limited income and kind of get the most nutritious food at the store when you're shopping. How to look for, how to read a label, how to look for low sodium, what to look for when you're looking for certain grams of fat or protein in your ingredients. And then, so that's kind of our lessons. Then we also have opportunities to do some kind of more exciting projects, such as edible gardens. That was something that we were finally able to do this year in one of our counties. The one activity that we're really excited to talk about today is our partnership with Passages to distribute the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program vouchers that the California Department of Food and Agriculture distributes annually to their local areas of aging. So we have been partnering with Passages to distribute those locally at some of our farmers markets. And then Jenny and her fantastic team wrote an additional grant where we have an additional program called Extra Bucks that we're able to give eligible seniors additional dollars to shop at the farmers market.
When you're at the farmers market, there's those little wooden coins.
Yeah, I could talk about that.
So I want to talk about that. So this, what we're talking about right now is for people over 60. You know, how do they find you and how do you...
That's a great question, Bobby. So we are at local farmers markets in Butte and Tehama and Shasta County. Now through the season, we're at 11 different markets. So if you go to a local farmers market, there's a high percentage that we will have a CHC booth that's there that can help with market match, extra bucks, which we'll talk about. If you're not able to get to the farmers market, you can reach out to your local congregate meal site. Whatever county you're in, your congregate meal site will be given, if they don't have them yet, they'll be given their kind of booklet of Senior Farmers Market Program vouchers to distribute. I believe later this month, they'll be giving them out later in July. So if you can't make it to the farmers market booth, come see us. Go to your local congregate meal site and they should have a voucher for you. I do want to make a push to come visit us at the market, because if you come see us at the market, we have those additional extra bucks. So the congregate meal sites only have the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program voucher, which is still fantastic. That's $50 for older adults to take and use at the farmers market on fresh fruits, veggies, cut herbs, and honey. So that's a lot of great, great incentive right there. And then through our program, our Extra Bucks matching program, if a senior comes up and they show us the voucher, the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program voucher, we're able to match them an additional $28 for them to, again, spend at the market on those fruits, veggies, cut herbs, and honey. So they walk away from our booth with $78 to spend at the farmers market. A one-time only distribution. So it is a big chunk, but you can save it and make it last, you know, pretty substantially throughout the summer.
So, and I have to say, just like, if a senior does get it from the congregate meal site, like, don't spend the checks. Come find us at our market match table, because then you can get your extra bucks. Because we don't give them out. We really want to give them out. We're just handing them back to our funder. So I have that money waiting for them. We just need to see their checks to be able to give them that extra buck.
What did you call it again? Congregate
meal site, where older adults can go to get meals. Usually they're hot prepared lunches for a really low price. Okay. Many of the congregate meal sites closed to in-person dining due to COVID. But many of them do have an option to pick up to-go meals once a week that can help provide the older adult with meals throughout the week. So if you're interested, reach out to Passages, okay. And they have a list of all the congregate meal sites in our whole 10 county region.
Okay. So Passages is a pretty important part of this whole thing, to make
Absolutely.
Those connections.
Yes. Yes, okay. For sure.
Okay. You can't appear at the market and apply, if you will.
Well, you can. I mean, there's not really an application. So it is just what do we call it?
Self-reported.
Thank you. Self-reported system where we have the list of the income requirement, and then we keep track app. So if an adult is interested, they come up to our booth, they fill out their name, we write down the number of checks they were given, then they verify, yes, they meet that income requirement, and yes, they are over the age requirement. And then we're able to give them those checks right there, and they're able to shop that day at the market.
Give me an example of a congregate meal site that we have in town.
So in Butte County, here in town, it's at the Lakeside Pavilion here in Chico. That is our congregate meal site. There's another one I'm thinking that we work a lot with, the Corning Senior Center in Corning. So they're an active meal site. The Red Bluff Community Center is a congregate meal site up in Red Bluff.
Okay. And they have set times where you can get.
Yes. And again, if you're not sure, reach out to Passages. They have a whole list, and they can give you the information about times and phone numbers and managers' names and who you can reach out to.
One of our ongoing, you know, we have a 2 year-round markets in Chico, so it's ongoing every week, is the market match program. So if somebody brought their, you know, they got CalFresh, they bring their EBT to the, they slide it at the Chico Saturday is our lowest one. It's a $10 match weekly that they can receive. At our Chico Wednesday, it's 15. And then Amy did indicate we're at 11 sites. So we have 5 sites. In Shasta County, we have 2 markets in Tehama County, and we have 4 markets active in Butte County right now where you could find us. It could be even like you come to our booth and we're like, I'm interested in CalFresh. Yep, we'll get your name, number, we'll help and try to figure it out because they want CalFresh. But somebody potentially could come to us for the senior farmers market, you know, checks, and then we tell them about CalFresh, and maybe they sign up, or they already have CalFresh, and we tell them about Market Match, and then they continue to be a partner with us. In the end, we see a lot of benefit for our local food system by coming, using your CalFresh benefits at the farmer's market as well as Market Match. It is helping, you know, keep our farmers in business and just keep on growing fruits and vegetables for us. So Market Match is only, you only can spend on fruits and vegetables. And so we see people being able to spend on that and then have additional funds for those proteins and different things as well. So really stretching their food budget is important.
And is CalFresh for any age person?
Any age person. So it's not specific. We do have a focus on, you know, our older adult population, just knowing there's many that are eligible. There's just so many, you know, you hear there's correlations between not eating enough food and getting enough food and older adults falling, like all these things of connection points of, you know, they're choosing between their medication and food, where really food is medicine and really could help them with their life. So especially with food prices going up right now, like I know sometimes people are hesitant to ask for help. It's time to ask for help. You spend them locally, and it just keeps on helping our local economy as well.
So can a young adult apply for CalFresh?
Well, food stamps used to be, it used to be called food stamps. It's now, we call them CalFresh in California. Nationally, there's another name, but I'm not going to confuse that. We're CalFresh, which is formerly known as food stamps.
So CalFresh is actually for any, particularly families, I'm sure, where you are eligible for a certain amount per month, sort of according to what your income is?
Yeah, it's based on your household size, your income, and then that's, I mean, those are the basic eligibility factors right there. Looking at the number of people in your house, and then the number of your, the amount of your income.
Okay.
And then from there, depending on your age, there might be additional eligibility factors, like Jenny was alluding to. College students have some particularly, some additional eligibility requirements that they have to kind of go through. But our team is happy to help walk anyone through that process. And it is CalFresh. It is what used to be called food stamps. It's for anyone. So I just want to make that plug that, you know, families are welcome to apply, but it's also for single people, for older adults. There are programs like WIC that's specifically designed for women, infants, and children. But CalFresh, also known as food stamps, is really designed for anyone that's eligible for the benefit.
Okay.
So we hear a lot of people that, you know, from the goodness of their hearts, they say, oh, I don't want to take the benefit because someone else needs it more than me. We hear that a lot. And really, the benefit is there. If people aren't going to take it, it's going to go away. So we really want to encourage anyone that thinks that they might be eligible or just want to learn more to apply, to reach out, because our goal is to increase those numbers, is to get more of those people that are in our region that are eligible really utilizing this benefit that they're eligible for. It also brings a lot of money back to our community. Something about CalFresh that Jenny and I love is it feeds people that need it, right? And it has this incredible economic multiplier effect where for every $1 of food stamps or CalFresh that goes into our community, we're able to put out, the estimates vary widely, but the lowest number is that equals $1.79. So there's more money that goes into our community based on the more CalFresh dollars we can get. Right? That's more money that people are shopping at the store, they're shopping at the farmer's market. And then because they have those additional CalFresh dollars, they don't have to choose between that and their medication. So they can buy their medication and buy food. So it helps the pharmacist locally, right? It helps support other local businesses yeah. with an area when individuals have more of an income to spend.
I do kind of like going the senior, like, if you're getting congregate meals, could you still get CalFresh? Yes. If you're going to a food distribution or a food bank to get food, can you get CalFresh on top of it? Yes. And I think in the end, like sometimes think, oh, if they need extra food, they should go to a food bank or some, you know, but there's not a power of choice of what you really want to eat. Maybe it doesn't fit what their diet needs, you know, like all these different things. And so CalFresh can be, you know, layered on top of all those other avenues somebody may be seeking food as well. And if somebody has WIC, going back to families, they could also be on CalFresh. And they also could be, and then they also could be coming in and getting market match from us. And so you could see who you're spending it with, and it is benefiting our farmers in this very tough time during a drought.
Interview with Amy Gonzalez and Jenny Dye from the Center for Healthy Communities.
We have a strong across the state partnerships to work with college students. You know, they're coming, leaving their homes, trying to make it in the world. Yeah, they can also be eligible.
Okay, and then, and where do you apply for it?
Well, we have a food assistant website where it has our contact information. I know that Amy can talk about her other hat is at Chico State campus as well. And they have their whole assistance team to be able to specialize in that, because depending on your situation and different things, there is some different eligibility compared college students to compare to our general population. And so we want to provide as much guidance as possible to help them be successfully applying. We are not the eligibility. They will work with the county that they live in to work through the eligibility and make sure they can get the funds. So
it is true. Navigating the eligibility and the paperwork on that can be daunting.
And our team is excellent at that. Like Jenny was saying, we have a couple different teams focused on different populations and have experience working more with older adults or working more with young families or working more with college students. And so we really have someone that can help with whatever walk of life you're in. Come talk to us about CalFresh food benefits because we're really happy to help you walk through that process. And we have really knowledgeable staff. We have staff that used to work at the county. We have lots of staff that can help with that process. And like you said, Bobby, it's not always easy. I know for our older adults, something that we see a lot is that they don't always, if they're applying for CalFresh benefits, they don't always consider all of their medical expenses that they could potentially deduct and really impact that amount of income that may or may not bump them up to be eligible for benefits or then increase their benefit amount. So again, our team is happy to help talk to an older adult about that full process and walk them through and ask the questions of what was your copay for your prescription? You know, things that might not be on their radar right away, we can come help with that. At the Center for Healthy Communities, we have a variety of programs. So we have both CalFresh Healthy Living and CalFresh Outreach, being able to help older adults and everyone. We say cradle to grave, right? We can help anyone sign up for CalFresh benefits. And then we can also help you some education around how best to use those benefits, how you can get the most nutritious food with your limited budget. So we really like to be able to provide all of those services.
I think in California, like I guess one more Cal thing, in 2019, we called it like a CalFresh expansion. So finally, We're one of the last states to make it so people that are having supplemental security income, SSI, and like this is where those older adults and disabled would be on these benefits would also be eligible for CalFresh. Because before they were saying like your food benefits were on that allotment, it was not reasonable. Like that was not covering the food costs, you know, like people are really having to make tough decisions that were on that. And so that started in 2019. I think there's still a lot of work to be like, people are still thinking, I don't think I'm eligible because I have this. You are like, let's add layering on of those benefits. So really you can make sure you can eat some quality food.
So for CalFresh, you apply at the county.
It's an online application. So it's an online application system. The best one right now to be using is either getcalfresh.org or benefitscal. Again, if you want to contact us, we would love to help you apply. Those are two websites that you can go directly to and put in some pretty basic information. And then, again, the county is the eligibility staff. So we're like a third party. We help people with the application process, but the county is the one that determines eligibility, contacts okay. participants to tell them they're, that they've been determined eligible or ineligible, works through the whole interview process. There is a process. There's some phone calls, some questions, documents that need to be sent over. It does take some time.
One of the important things that I'm getting is that if you're hearing this and you're interested and it still seems confusing, the best thing to do is to contact you.
Absolutely. We would love that. We have staff that are ready and willing to help walk anyone through the CalFresh application process. We can do phone applications. So we just get your phone number. We can call you and walk you through the process that way. We do have a team that's out at some community outreach events right now. We're kind of just starting to get back out into the community and provide some of that outreach.
What we talked about earlier was the one that you have for the seniors, which is on top of that.
Yes,
potentially.
Got it. Yeah.
And then we did mention Bobby, but we also have the Extra Bucks program for WIC participants also. So okay. Just to throw that up in the mix, if you are receiving the WIC Farmers Market Nutrition Program vouchers. So WIC has their own program separate from seniors. And so again, Jenny and her fabulous team wrote an additional matching grant to also match on those WIC an additional $28 for them.
Okay.
I just wanted, so we did write that grant to California Department of Food and Ag, the Farm to Fork office, and they generously gave us the grant. Our market match program is through the Ecology Center. And so all of these help us partner with our local farmers markets to run this for them. We are right next to them, the market manager booth, and run it for them because it takes a lot. It takes a lot of capacity and different things the grant is requesting. And so I think sometimes they're like, who is the farmers market? I run it. Well, if you tell them, they'll tell us. Or if you tell us something about the farmers market, we'll tell them because we work very closely with Chico Certified Farmers Market, Oroville Hospital, Shasta Growers Association, Red Bluff Chamber, all those farmers markets. And so just helping them build up that capacity of those programs.
Sure. I have a little booth at the farmer's market and they use the little, like a wooden nickel. Anyway, and so.
That's CalFresh.
CalFresh. So those you get at the market.
Yeah. So if you want to use your CalFresh funds from your EBT card, you come to us at the market manager booth. We run your card. We give you the small wooden tokens to be able to spend with each farmer. And so then the customer gets that from us and they go out there and spend. And I know sometimes people are curious of how it comes in. In the end, the small wooden tokens go to the farmers market organization, the large wooden and the paper comes to us at Center for Healthy Communities so that we can reimburse farmers. So right into their pockets.
Okay. You know, this is a funny question. What does EBT stand for?
So electronic benefit transfer.
So that when you apply for CalFresh and you're accepted, you will get a card that's your EBT.
Yeah, it works just like a debit card. Like a debit card, you swipe
in.
Okay.
You just set up a PIN as well. Okay. Know your PIN.
And then that way, now I get it. So then they can use those at a grocery store, but when they come to the market, you give them chips or whatever you want to call them so they can use them at the market because, of course, you can't use the slide there.
Yeah, I mean, there's some farmers market sites, Red Bluff specifically, they actually have a machine that takes debit cards too. So there's small wooden tokens that are for cash as well. Just helps the money stay at the market. And then, yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into all of these programs. And farmers markets don't always have the capacity to run them all. And so that's when CHC is a great partner, because we are professional grant writers and grant administrators. That's what we're really good at. We're really good at leveraging those programs, you're hearing, between all the things that we can do at the market. And so we're happy to partner with small farmers markets, with small community-based organizations that are interested in doing this work, but don't always have the administrative capacity or experience to be able to do it. We do work with the Chico State Enterprises Office. That's who ultimately is our employer of all of these programs. And so there are some challenges sometimes working with that entity and then also working with some community-based organizations, just because of the timing and things that have to pass through that whole process. But again, we're happy to partner with organizations locally around any kind of food access, food insecurity project. If you have something, or if any of this sounds like, oh, I'd be interested, reach out to us, because we love to partner with local organizations who already have the momentum and want to do the good work, but just need the help or some experience with those kind of grant management aspects of those things.
So I also know you have interviewed Sheila, who I do, because we do the local food, system is what we focus on. So I do work closely with Sheila, the Five Throw Food Rescue. And that also does overlay. We're doing rescues. It could be we find that somebody's eligible for CalFresh. There's all kinds of cross promoting of our programs.
And is that because Chico State this isn't happening in every county. It's because of Chico State and because it has this organization there that makes this possible for, Butte County
it's really because I think of the Center for Healthy Communities. So our organization that's under the Chico State College of Natural Sciences, like Jenny was mentioning, it's us. I don't want to toot our own horn, but we are the ones that are bringing all these programs together. There are certainly lots of other fantastic organizations and other momentum that's happening locally, but the projects that Jenny and I are talking about here today are all underneath the Center for Health.
So the only thing I was going to add, I know you were asking about Chico State, and our dean has been very supportive of the Center for Healthy Communities growth. We also have professors and faculty that work with us closely to make the success of it, because we also need to prove that research wise, what we're doing does, make a difference. And it is.
And so the Center for Healthy Communities was an idea that someone at Chico State had?
Cindy Wolf she's retired now. It was her idea. We started, with one program funded by Butte County First Five. And it's grown. The benefit for our community and really giving back. And then the experience for our Chico State students. You could sit in a classroom and learn. I was one of those interns that got to sit through and do all those things. You need that experience in really to be this is what I want to do. This is feeling like I'm going to make a difference.
That's good.
Yes. And Cindy was a local. So Cindy grew up here and she was raised in the area. And so she was really passionate about bringing a lot of great programming back to her community into the rural North State. So yes, she was the originator, and then she has since retired. And now we have a whole new team kind of taking it over and continues that sort of thought and that mentality of wanting to bring additional grant funding to our rural North State communities. And like Jenny said, it's great for the community and it's great for these college students that have this experience also.
Well, it's pretty remarkable. It's another one of those things about Chico that's, not all communities have that. I do want to make sure that we have a real clear way for people to connect with you guys. There's a website, I'm sure. Is that the best way? But a phone number would be good, too.
We do have specifically a CalFresh outreach number for our community members. So it's 530-345-9749.
Okay. So 530-345-9749.
And our website is just csuchico.edu. chico.org/CHC.
It really is a matching program. You kind of have to be in a program to be able to have the match happen.
Yeah, but we definitely have people find out about it and be like, I want to try to apply for CalFresh, and yeah, then they end up on it. So yeah,
exactly. It's great. It's
your entry point could be all different, you know, for the market, yes, match program.
Right, right. And once they hook up with you guys, you can help them.
Yes, yes, that's what we're experts at. That's what our staff is so well versed in is, oh, you're in this program, or did you know you might be eligible for this one over here? Come, let us help you fill. So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's so cool. All right. Jen, Amy, thank you.
All right, ladies. Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks a lot. Bye. You just heard an interview with Amy Gonzalez and Jenny Dye talking about